Logan, we talked to you last Monday, and you said it. Wade Phillips, you know what he's going to do. Blitz, blitz, blitz. He did so, and my guess is not too surprised by the Ravens' defensive approach yesterday. Excuse me, the Texans.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, Texans, right?
Thank you. Thanks for helping me.
Yeah, we knew they've done what they did, the same thing all season long, and they had great success with it, so why were they going to stop? And, you know, we did a good job of picking up the pressures at times and had some good plays from it. Other times we should have done a better job, but for the most part it went pretty well.
Did you guys sense any frustration on their part? I mean, they're a team that's accustomed to kind of getting pressure on, and for a couple games now, you guys pretty much held them in check.
Yeah, you know, they're frustrated and deservedly so. They do a great job all season, and the two times they play us, they give up over 40 points. So if I was them, I'd be pretty frustrated.
And catching these guys, and you do a great job on the goal line when you get the ball down there, of getting into your hurry-up offense and catching teams off guard.
Yep.
We call that bitch-assness around here. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah, that's what they call it these days, I guess. New word to describe the Patriots offense, I guess. But, you know, you guys do a great job of doing that. What do you think about some of those comments that have been coming out? And I mean, first of all, describe how it was with the Texans. What did you see in the Texans that make you guys go so fast when you get the ball in the area of the field?
Well, we've done it for pretty much the whole season. You know, you get down there and you make a good play to get down there, and the line and the guys on the field, all of a sudden we just hear Tom yelling a play, so it's time to go, and we just get lined up and go. And a lot of times they're not set and ready, so we get the jump on them, and then it just comes down to guys trying to figure out who to block because they're moving around everywhere. You don't know who is who. Luckily, we've been able to get guys on the right guys, and there's been a nice crease there for the backs, and it's worked out very well.
Yeah, maybe you can help us out with the rule. I mean, I know it's been a while since I played, but what's so borderline about going so fast? Because early in the year, Pete Carroll complained about it, and now you hear Ian Badesio complaining about it with the Ravens. You guys haven't even played him yet. So what is so borderline? I mean, I don't know what exactly the rule is on when you can start a play, a substitution. Do you know what that rule is, Logan?
The only rule I know is the official has to be out of the way, and he has to say you're able to go, and the offense all has to be set in their position. And I think we do a good job of everyone hustling to their spots and getting down and getting ready. And if the officials aren't saying it's illegal, I don't think it's illegal.
Yeah, because if I'm correct, the play clock starts most of the time when the ball is dead. Then the guy starts the clock, even before he puts the ball down, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then if it's a dead ball, then he'll stand over the ball and move out of the way, and then the play clock starts.
Yeah, and we've had times where we're lined up, we're trying to go, the official's telling us no, and we're yelling at him, telling him to go.
Yeah, it happened yesterday. It happened yesterday on the –
We can't go yet.
So. I think on the Brandon Lloyd touchdown it happened, right, when he was standing over the ball.
Yeah, he's standing there. He's giving the defense time to get set. I don't know what the reasoning for sometimes when he's giving them time, but
he's tired too.
Yeah, well, those guys aren't in the best of shape, so they get tired out there.
Yeah, so you already have a Raven complaining about it before the game. Did the Texans at all yesterday, Logan? You caught them off guard a couple of times with some huge plays. Did they complain at all to officials to try to slow down your pace? Do teams do that to try to slow things down?
No, you know, it's part of the game now. We're not the only team that quick counts people. We saw a video from last week when the Houston Bill was trying to get our defense ready, and there was times where they would walk straight up to the ball and snap it, and they wouldn't have guys set on their own offense, and the officials aren't going to call that. So
yeah, it's like
whatever team you play, you have to be prepared for the nuances that they do, and if you want to complain about it, that's fine. If you want to try to prepare and get ready to stop it.
Well, exactly my point. You spend more time worrying about the problem than you do on the solution.
Exactly.
And that's what you guys bank on, too. You know, if you want to spend more time complaining about it, that's fine with us.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like Mike talking about, you know, the Ravens early in the year, this is what they were trying to get to. You know, I guess not as good as you guys do it. But, you know, since it doesn't work as well for them, then it's a problem because the Patriots have so much success and they can't win without tricking people.
Yeah. Well, you know, our tempo is up and down. We huddle, we don't huddle, we mix it up. We go back and forth on what we feel is necessary during that drive. And I think Josh and Tom do a good job of feeling out if we need to need to go fast and if we need to slow it down.
Logan, I'm guessing that this game next week is one personally you kind of look forward to because you know it's going to be nasty. You know it's going to be tough. You know they're not going to be intimidated. And it's probably kind of fits right into your mold a little bit.
Yeah, you know, this is a game we wanted to get to. Gives us a shot to move on. And, you know, the Ravens are always a tough test. They're proven mentally tough and they're physically tough. So it's always a hard-fought game. And that defense, they got a good defensive line, big, physical, strong guys, and they got big, physical linebackers. So it's always a tough matchup for the offensive line.
Logan, appreciate the time as always. Good luck against the Ravens on Sunday night. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Logan.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.